question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump's hush money trial in New York did not convene today. It remains in recess till tomorrow, and his classified documents case in Florida has been indefinitely postponed. The judge cited a failure to resolve outstanding pretrial litigation about how the classified docs would be used during the trial. It was set to begin in late May, but will now probably be delayed until after the election. Police arrested a law student who was putting up pro-Israel signs on the Rutgers University Newark campus. Even as university officials and law enforcement authorities have allowed pro-Palestine protesters to set up camp for nearly 2 weeks. 31-year-old Yorgos Maravelias, a student from New York City, was charged with disorderly conduct after putting up the pro-Israel posters on trees near the encampment. The signs read, "Stand with Israel, Stand with America, and Hamas are dirty savages," according to an NJ.com report. Meanwhile, New Jersey is offering mental health services to college students.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Murphy administration is making mental health services free for New Jersey college students for the next 2 years. Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way announced Tuesday that college students will have access to year-round 24/7 teletherapy and crisis connection through the state's partnership with mental health and wellness program You Will. The support will be offered through April 2026. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
President Biden is reiterating his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions, particularly ones reported on college campuses, as protesters continue to demonstrate against the war in Gaza and there's financial support universities have been giving Israel. His keynote address at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance ceremony yesterday, the president says hate-filled speech will not be tolerated.
There is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind.
In New Jersey, politicians on both sides of the aisle are speaking out against the deal Rutgers made with pro-Palestinian protesters last week. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts and to your phone. How's it looking for this weekend's Trump rally in Wildwood? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mild night tonight with a partly cloudy sky, low near 60, but it is going to turn out cloudy tomorrow. We'll have a couple of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm from late morning on. A noticeably cooler day tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Rather cloudy tomorrow night with spotty showers. Lows will be close to 50. And cloudy and pretty chilly on Friday with occasional rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday will be in the mid-50s. And a mostly dry day with highs close to 60 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have right now, we have right now 80 degrees in Union, 81 degrees in Long Branch, 76 degrees in Vineland. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.